News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ireland needs a resilience-focused budget to allow the economy to deal with energy shocks and the growing threat of AI in the workplace. That's the warning coming from IBEC, the Irish Business and Employers Confederation, who are launching their pre-budget submission today. Jared Brady, Chief Economist and Head of National Policy at IBEC, is with us. Jared, what's a resilience-focused budget when it gets its boots on?
Yeah, I think we have probably two big things in the global economy. One is one that is unfortunately familiar, our second energy crisis in the last 4 years, after not having had one since the 70s. So we're seeing there's a number of measures. Supporting decarbonisation is a no-brainer. Taking some measures to reduce electricity costs is a no-brainer, but also putting money away, because we've done some analysis of what inflation might be, and there's a pretty wide range depending on what happens geopolitically in terms of the deal and what happens with the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, that deal looks less and less likely with every passing day, particularly given what happened overnight. So what's the worst case scenario in terms of inflation?
It could get very high. In terms of timing, what energy suppliers are saying to us is that once you get into mid-June and the latter part of June, the kind of fuel that was on the seas before the Strait of Hormuz was closed is all used up. And then you start to see the real impact of a 20% drop in the supply of fuel to the global economy start to hit. Much more dramatic for Southeast Asia and the countries there who are looking at real fuel shortages. But here you'll see the real price impact. And look, what we're saying is the government needs to put a contingency in place, €2 billion in the budget out of the €7 billion or so package, to just say we don't know what's going to happen on the energy side in the coming year.
And that's effectively money up the chimney. Just leave it there and wait and see.
Leave it there and wait and see, because we don't really know what might happen. Our baseline at the moment is if everything stayed the same today, you'd end up with 3.5% to 4% inflation this year if we got a deal next week, but it could go higher.
What then about the impact of AI? Because everybody is agreed that it is going to have a hugely significant impact, but nobody seems to know exactly what that's going to be.
Yeah, and we've seen headlines over the last couple of days about 40% or 1 million workers impacted. Like, the reality is 100% of workers will be impacted in some way by AI. It's going to change how we do lots of things in the workplace. It's going to change lots of things about people's jobs. Our main message to government on this is that we have a thing called the National Training Fund. It's a fund paid into about €1 billion or just over €1 billion a year by employers that has a huge surplus, over €2 billion sitting in cash in that fund. And we're saying deploy that money now to support workers. We have the structures in place to support workers. We have all the training schemes and the models to do this. There's huge demand from workers and from
but
employers.
But support them how?
Support them through training, effectively subsidised training for people to get them ready for AI on one hand, and also for people who may see changes in their roles or changes in careers, that we support those workers as well where they're displaced by AI. But the reality is, for most people, it's going to be a change in how they do jobs. And Ireland can position itself as the best country in the world, or the country that's furthest ahead of other countries in terms of preparing people for the changes that are to come.
Presumably though, Jared, for a lot of people, the change will be not having that job anymore. We've already seen mass layoffs in Meta, and that has to be something of a bellwether.
We've seen it in some companies, but I think for the vast majority of workers, 2 million workers are close to it now in the economy, or 3 million are close to it in the economy. For most of the workers, what it'll mean is changes in how they do their jobs on a day-to-day basis. And the best way we can prepare people is to invest in training and upskilling. And we're actually pretty average at that in a European context. If you look at the Nordic countries, they're retraining about 30% of their workforce every year is doing some training. In Ireland, it's about half that. We're about the European average. We could be a lot better at this.
Now, to what extent is that a job for government, and to what extent is that a job for your members? Because presumably where most people receive most of their training is through their employer and on the job rather than through a state scheme.
Yeah, and we have great models where it's co-funded between the government fund and the government fund using an employer levy. So employers, everyone's paycheck, 1% of that is paid by your employer into a fund, this National Training Fund, and that's supposed to be used to fund those schemes. And then we have great models like Skillnet Business Networks, for example, Springboard and others, that are in part co-funded by the employer. So you're paying twice. You pay through the levy into the government, and then you match that funding as well. And what we're saying is it just doesn't make any sense to leave that money sitting in cash when there's so much retraining needs that are going to come down the line over the next couple of years because of AI.
Now, the other thing that's coming down the line over the coming years is security threats. You're suggesting that 400 plus million be invested to upgrade national resilience, cyber and defence capabilities. Do you have a specific wish list?
Yeah, so the Commission on the Defence Forces set out a number of levels a couple of years ago looking at the future of the Defence Forces and what we could do. The government went for the middle option in that, level two. We're saying they should go for level three as soon as possible. And as well as that...
And what sort of stuff does that mean?
It means effectively investing more in the capital side of the Defence Forces. So more machinery, more equipment. But also, look, from an Irish point of view, the main advantage we have in this area is that we don't have a huge capital stock already. Lots of countries are going to spend more, but they're spending more to maintain things they already have, nuclear submarines, etc., in the UK. Here, we don't have a huge amount of equipment, so we can do things like cyber, like AI, the new ways of the world where, look, it's not just about the kind of traditional guns and bullets stuff. This is really about protecting our infrastructure and our assets that are here in the country.
And are you seeing a divide between public and private in that level of preparedness? Because the kind of threats and the kind of cyber attacks that come in, state agencies are subject to them, and many of your large members are going to be significantly subject to them and warding them off on a regular basis. Is the state sufficiently well equipped in that area, or does it lag behind some of the big tech giants and some of the big corporate giants?
No, we have to invest a lot more. So there's we saw with the cyber attack in the HSE a number of years ago, the major damage that this can do. And we've seen it across Europe, lots of examples like that, where, you know, both public and private have come under threat. And we've seen it in supply chains and private supply chains as well. So there's going to need to be a lot more investment, particularly in cyber. The advent of AI, again, is something that will make this move a lot quicker. And we're going to have to be ahead of it.
Jared, thank you very much. Jared Brady, Chief Economist and Head of National Policy at IBEC. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.